You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
I got to give credit where credit's due. Nice TV in this hotel. A solid new. You know, some days, guys, you go to a hotel and you're like, this is a somewhat new hotel. Right. Why does the TV function like it's from 1991?
Like a Philco in the corner.
Yeah, and like you try to like do anything and the buttons take down. You know what I'm talking about. You're pushing
Absolutely.
The button, nothing happens. You're like, what is this? No, this is a nice new. What is it, a Samsung vehicle? LG. It's a nice LG vehicle. So I don't know if I kind of need the screen mirroring though. Oh, there it is. Stream your content. Oh, beautiful.
I have LG washer and dryer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey guys, welcome to
from PC Richard and Son.
Guys, welcome to thank you. Welcome to ENN tonight on this wonderful, wonderful special pre-elimination chamber kickoff show situation. Let's first tell you that ENN tonight is brought to you by our dearest of friends over at Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalesian.
Come get some!
Yeah! Peter, I'm looking at your room. Is that just a twin bed they gave you?
No, it's a... I think it's a king. Maybe a king.
This must be a small king. A little tiny king.
There's only one size king. What do you mean?
I know. I mean, no, that's not true. There's California kings, which are ginormous.
But California kings are only longer. They're not wider.
Well, that looks like a twin. What's behind you? I'm sorry.
A twin? It's minimum a queen. It might be a king.
Well, let's see how you roll around and fall off
the floor.
Where
are you staying and you got a twin bed?
It looks like a small bed.
Well, you're only... I'm looking at the angle you're looking at. Yeah, from there, I see why you're thinking that. But I'm telling you, it's gargantuan.
You know what? Tell WWE to come up with some more money. You deserve to be in a suite.
You know what? They're doing a hell of a job. And I'm happy that I have a room, considering they could have said, hey, you know what? Drive from your house. You'll live an hour away.
I bet your McAfee's in the suite. I bet you has the whole top two floors of the hotel.
I bet you McAfee wouldn't be caught dead in Stanford. I mean, let me tell you. I mean,
he lives
he's
in
somewhere
Indy.
Else.
Right.
You know what? It's a
you know what?
Can we redo Point God?
This happens every day.
Because that's a good one. Let's start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Rosenberg rated was a high-life cheese bag instead of a low-life sleaze bag.
And let's say good evening to Michael.
I could play with bats and flying squirrels for 2 years.
Let's say good evening to Michael.
Michael be cut. Let me tell you what.
Michael be cut. Let me tell you what.
That could be a line in your next rap song.
Yeah, sure. Let's say good evening to Don.
Somewhere there's a dead bat in your yard.
And to Don.
I mean, it is the Yes Network, and the Y stands for Yankees.
And to Don.
I don't think he puts it in his mouth, Mike.
And good evening to myself. You didn't mention flapping earlier. You felt the flap.
I felt the flap.
And to myself and Michael.
Still doesn't have the cuñones of the call.
The cuñones?
Yeah.
Cuñones.
Cajones.
Somebody misspoke. But, you know, with all these drops, we should remind everybody, we're very close to Drop Madness 24.
You know what we got a request earlier. We got a request earlier that I think needs to be honored.
Okay.
Because I agreed with the listener. Can someone, Anthony, might have to help Jacob out. Can someone please pull the stench drop? It's been just too long. Michael, we've been living in a world with no stench for so long, and... It's a drop so funny that when it was mentioned, I laughed to myself. I saw it on Twitter and laughed mid-show to myself. Do you guys have that available? Here we go.
Stench in Mamaroneck. You're on ESPN New York. How are you, sir?
Oh, hey, no, it's Bennett.
It's you can see the leap from Bennett to Stench.
And again, it's what you said earlier, Michael. It's like when Don weighs in on the rabies likelihood of a squirrel. Mm-hmm. When he says it with conviction, like
you
he
believe
did Stench.
Him. Yeah.
But that's play what it one was more written.
Time. You hear how sure he was? Play it one more time.
I think I'm saying this right, Peter. Stench in Mamaroneck. You're on ESPN New York. How are you, sir?
Oh, hey, no, it's Bennett.
He gave himself some runway to be wrong. He said, I think I'm saying this.
Yeah, true. But it's still confident. The stench is, you know.
But the point is, it didn't say Bennett, and I misread it as stench. It said stench, and I'm like, whose name would be stench? Am I pronouncing this correctly? And then it ends up being Bennett.
Was that Andrew on the phone still?
No, it was me. And you know what I parlayed that into? Running this program.
Yeah. It hasn't hurt him a bit.
By the way, that is unbelievable. He wasn't producer at that time.
Not even on the show at the time.
He wasn't even officially working with us. He called him Stench, and now look at him.
Let's break this down for the people, all right, Ant? How did you get Stench from Bennett?
No idea. Still don't know. What did I say, Caesar yesterday for Peter, or Peter for Caesar?
Yeah, it was Peter for Caesar.
It's clearly, there's clearly issues that need to be resolved.
Well, it does beg the question.
Failing up?
No, it might be time.
It's amazing, too, because Anthony sometimes can't hear the person's name. He writes Stench instead of Bennett. And then I'll walk in that room some days during a commercial break, and he's just sitting there listening to these people ramble on about God knows what. It's like he's stuck on the phone with his grandmother and can't get off. So you never know what you're going to get with the ending.
Somebody actually sent out a tweet earlier when we were talking about Anthony's Pusick, you know. They said when Yes showed him that he looked really, really angry.
Yeah, I want to apologize.
I didn't give. I don't know if I gave off. First of all, I wasn't angry.
I think we crossed the line.
I was editing so I was staring at the computer.
Jacob, you have the apology music? Don would like to say something, please. It's important.
That was it.
That's not the apology.
I think that was perfect.
There it is.
Go ahead, Don.
I think we're a little insensitive to something that you've obviously chosen to direct your life towards, and that is the Pusick. We're having some fun with the loser has to wear it, but in that particular moment, I think we really affected you. I could see in your eyes that you really felt like we crossed the line, and I do apologize for it. There's fun in games, and then there's insulting somebody that we truly care about. So for the three of us, I apologize.
No, I'm good with it. I'm not part of that apology.
You know what I just noticed?
What's that?
Someone just sent us. There's like 8 king-size beds. There's Alaskan king, Texas king, really? Wyoming king.
Well, Chamberlain used to have a California king, I think.
Yeah, there's a split California king, which I don't fully understand the purpose
of. That's just two beds.
Then it's just two beds.
That's two beds pushed together. Now, real quick, you know what Anthony's face during that moment reminded me of, Don? You know what, the drop from recently when Don said to me, you may be able to find it, Jacob, when he went, Peter, I don't want to kill. That's what it looked like. He might be on the verge of kill. And so that's why. So Don, in apologizing to Anthony, just to be clear, everyone, he may feel bad, but he's also, in his mind, I think, protecting his own health and safety moving forward.
It's not a bad idea.
Well, you know what? That shows that, you know, the one who's really got guts, because I'm not issuing part of the apology.
Jacob, play the drop. This summed up how Anthony looked.
Peter, I don't want to kill.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
By the way, that's on the short list.
Oh, it has to be. That's a nice drop right there. Let's go back to last night. The New York Knicks with a big wire-to-wire victory over the Philadelphia 76ers. Speaking of which, yesterday, Michael, remember you and I were in conversation during a commercial, and you just said, during a commercial break, you said, you know what, you should just shoot your shot and ask Michael Rubin if he can go to the white party. And I just said, I'm going to do it.
And?
Heard back from him.
He said, LOL.
He said a little bit more than that, and he laughed, but he did not say, absolutely, what's your address? That didn't happen.
You're not on that level yet.
God. It hurts.
Can I do a promo, Peter, before you get into the bulk of ENN?
Sure.
Coming up at 6:30.
Go ahead.
One of my favorite people. Doing a first solo show on 98.7.
Wait, first solo show?
Yep.
That's right.
Maria Marino.
That's
you
right.
Got to stick around. Listen, she's really good. I've always told her she's a rising star in this business. We're lucky to have her.
We are very lucky to have her.
I enjoy Maria Marino, and I enjoyed the work of her father, Dan.
No, I don't think that's her father.
Unbelievable career. And she's an unbelievable broadcaster.
Now you're making her out to be a Nepo baby. Her father is not Dan.
No.
She's worked her way up. She's worked hard. She's relentless in her pursuit of greatness. You can hear it all at 6:30.
Wow. I look forward to that.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Let's go back to the New York Knicks' big win over the Sixers last night. Here's Tom, I'm not saying he's sleepy, Thibodeau, talking about your New York Knicks and that they know what they have to do with these injuries.
The thing is, coming out of the break, you're heading down the stretch, so there has to be urgency to this. Regardless of, every game counts the same, so they're all very important, and we can't look past anybody, and we're on demand right now. Our starting front court's not there, so we know we got to play hard as hell, and if we do that, we'll have a chance to win.
I like that. I like that thought process. Are you going to the game tomorrow, Peter?
There's some consideration, but I didn't reach out to the powers that be. So, now if I were to try, I'd probably.
What do you
mean,
the Knicks or the people that run our suite? Because the Knicks would say no.
The Knicks wouldn't necessarily. I thought about.
They say
reaching
no
out to,
for us for guests, so I don't think they're letting you into the building.
No, I think if I reached out to the lovely Dan Schoenberg or something, he might find a place for me somewhere. But I don't want to bother anyone. That's not my style.
No, you're not like that. You're begging Michael Rubin to be in the white party.
You know what? I want Michael to get a second point guard after the fact. He's got another one right there. It's a great point by him. I mean, why would I not ask someone in PR for the Knicks for tickets when I'm willing to just blatantly ask Michael Rubin, please invite me to your party?
Yeah, one of the biggest movers and shakers in the world.
You're really doing well.
Thank you.
Let's also hear from new Nick, Bojan Bogdanovic.
I mean, it's always fun when you and your team play well. So as long as we are winning the game, we'll have fun, all of us.
I like that. That's important stuff, guys. If they're playing well and winning the game, it is fun for all of us. Is he right or is he right?
Well, he's right. Winning makes everything fun. It's a great deodorant.
How about this though? Tim Legler, legs as we know, on get up with some strong feelings and hopes for this New York Knicks basketball team.
If Julius Randle comes back and he makes it back and he looks like Julius Randle the way he's played this year, I'm going with the Knicks. The depth that they have, how hard they compete, they wear you out because they are just not going to give you space. You're going to have to kill them to put them away. And now they've got enough supplemental offense around Jalen Brunson. If they didn't make that trade and it was really just Brunson and Randle, I wouldn't feel this way because of the inconsistency of Julius Randle in the playoffs previously. But when you go out and you add firepower, you add a Burks, you add a Bogdanovic, and these guys have playoff experience collectively, they can make shots. They can give you a 15 to 20 point game in a playoff game in a big spot. They've added two of those guys. I love the depth now around their top players. If Randle makes it back, I'm going to say the Knicks.
And by the way, someone named me said a very similar thing on the show yesterday. If they get Randle back, it's a very dangerous team. They do play with a contagious level of energy all the time.
That's the beauty of the coach. He makes them play hard. He doesn't give them load management or anything like that.
Michael, can you hold on? I need to take the reins for a second. My room service is here. It came early. Hold on. Michael, you got it?
I got something for you, Peter.
What do you have?
Well, you can go get your room service.
I'm worried now about what you're going to do when I'm gone.
I just texted it to everybody. I have a troubling development, Michael. We know how hockey teams love to add Y to
the end of the Yankees.
And the Yankees, of course. Don, did you hear what Peter Laviolette called Matt Rempe last night?
No.
He called him Remp.
So he did the opposite.
He removed letters.
He took the Y away.
Got rid of the Y.
It kind of makes sense, right?
You can't add the Y.
Unless you could go with Rempe.
That doesn't sound right, though.
Remp. I like that.
Remp had a big hit. I had to go back and listen. I was shocked.
So is there any E's in baseball that we can think of, Michael, and we have to find out? Like, are any E's on the Yankees?
There's no way you could add a Y to Soto. Soto-y?
No, but I'm saying, is there somebody whose natural name ends?
Yeah, it has to be.
It can't be Wani, right? We can't do that.
He could go Wani.
I bet
I
you.
I think he'll go
Wani.
With Soat.
Soat?
Yeah.
No, it can't be Soat.
He goes Judgy. Now, does he go Volpe? No, he goes Volpe.
Yeah, that would be the comp. So what do they do with Volpe?
I think they go Volpe.
Volpe? Are they good? Are they two Ys?
No, they call.
See, he missed that part.
See, what you missed is that hockey and baseball, they love to throw out the E at the end. But for Rempe,
they go Remp.
They went Remp.
Now, you know who started the Y at the end for the Yankees? Was Joe Girardi. I'm wondering if he's bringing that to the Yes booth this year.
And by the way, with Joe Girardi, did they just call him Girard?
I think Torrey called him Joe.
You Mikey?
Yeah, you're going to be Mikey.
Are
you
Mikey?
I've never been Mikey except to my nieces and nephew.
I understand that. But you've worked with Girardi before, so since he's the starter for all of this,
well, the last 2 years when he was manager, he didn't speak to me. He walked right by me most of the time. So,
but you worked with him on Yes. What did he call you then?
I think it was Michael. Because everybody knows I call myself Michael.
But you know what it is, Peter? And this is going to – Michael's going to get mad at this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the fact. Michael's not a ball player. You don't get the nickname unless you play.
It's a good point. Like Aaron Boone is Booney to a lot of people, but it's not Booney to me. I never call him Booney.
Yeah, you know what, Don? It's a great point by you.
Another point, God.
Are you going to – yeah, that's another one. Are you going to address the fact with Joe in the booth that he walked right past you constantly and when he was manager?
I won't address it on air, but it will be addressed.
Oh, really?
Oh, of course.
Interesting.
How do you not address it?
Well, you can let it go. It wasn't like it was yesterday.
Oh, I don't let... You know who you're talking to? Just
yeah. Don. Hey, Don, this is my friend Michael.
Do I let things go?
Well, I just don't know what your endgame is.
It's bothered me for 10 years.
I love it. I love this man.
But does it help him? Not right out of the box now.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's the first thing I'm going to ask Joe, but I'm going to say, you know, I just wonder, Joe, you were at my wedding. We had a great relationship. The last 2 years you were manager, you walked past me.
Well, it was tough. It was a tough couple of years, Mike.
I know. They were a tough couple of years.
You could see. He became a skeleton. He was a shell of himself.
Yeah, I'll ask.
Yeah, but it's, you know, Don, he didn't have, as far as we know, any sort of major health problems. He's doing a job. And
no, but I think
I've seen that job eat people up. I saw it eat up. Pinella and Martin, I've seen it.
Well, guess what?
Never ate up Joe Torrey.
You want to hear it, though. You want to hear it. It's not eating up Boone.
No, I think Aaron's handling it pretty well. You're right. It's not eating up Boone.
You know who does get eaten up by things?
Tell him Paulie O sent you.
Not in the booth.
No. The Chicago Bulls, the great Bulls teams of the 90s, those not named Michael Jordan, have some things to say. In fact, I don't know if you guys know this, Horace Grant, or as I call him, Hogra, Scottie Pippen, and Luke Longley are going on a tour, the No Bull Tour, where they're going to tell the world their version of the history with the Bulls, the version you didn't get in The Last Dance. Let's hear from the aforementioned Hogra on what fans could expect from the No Bull Tour.
Well, as you know me, I speak my mind.
Yes, you do.
And it's going to be a no tour. Believe me, I tell you this. The X Factor in the first three and the second three, I would have kicked Dennis Rodman.
I'd like to have seen that.
Yeah. Come out and get the tickets and you hear a lot.
Now, the reason I think this can be huge, I don't know if anybody saw Hogra did a similar tour about his time with the Orlando Magic, and it was killer.
And also, we know that Pippen now hates Jordan.
That wasn't true. That was Don. Michael, you rolled right through that.
Yeah, I didn't get it. Yeah, I apologize.
He did not do. Him and Nick Anderson did a tour together. I'll tell you what. It was him, Nick Anderson, and Scott Skiles. They did a short East Coast run. It was something else.
It was basically North Florida. They did. Yeah, it was between Orlando and Jacksonville.
Yeah. Dinner theaters in North Florida. But it sold out.
Yeah, it did.
They did some nursing homes. It was very, very profitable.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Ripping Penny Hardaway. Ripping Jack.
You couldn't believe it. Yeah, I couldn't. It was similar. It was similar. You could come up with so many different teams that do versions of this.
Right, but I would. This might be interesting,
especially with Pippen. He's going to eviscerate Jordan.
Oh, and let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about Hogra. I had him on Hot 97 before. He loves to tell stories. Real quick, before we get to the weekend and the big, big kickoff
and the
show
football that I have announcers
at 4 a.m. tonight. By the way, if you have the Peacock, tune in. I'll be doing the Elimination Chamber kickoff show starting at just 4 a.m. tonight.
I have the Peacock. I'm not going to be able to sleep. I'll watch.
Yeah, when you're stuck awake, please join. Let's hear a little play-by-play of a big Ranger goal last night from Donnie Pucks on 1050.
Igor with a stretch pass to Panarin creates a two-on-one to Kreider, who scores! Chris Kreider and Igor Shesterkin will get a point.
Do I have time for the other
one,
too?
I hate to say it, Peter. It almost sounds sexual. He's having such a good time.
I know. I got one more. Let's hear one more.
Pass up to the near wall for Trocheck. Doesn't connect. And cleared back out to center. Lindgren sends the Rangers back out. Panarin, Trocheck finds Lafreniere, who scores! Alexei Lafreniere, second of the night. And the Rangers take a 4-0 lead.
And with that, the streak went to 9. That's ENN, brought to you by Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their President's Day sales event.
Maria is next. Daniel Craig, take us out.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.